News release. Sunset Speedway. Saturday's second to none. First Responders Night at Sunset Speedway was filled with action to the very end and a full lineup of amazing divisions. In total, First Responders Night saw 5 divisions including CPS Junior Late Models, TQ Can-Am Midgets, the Ontario Legend Car Series, the Ontario Sportsman Series, and Junior's Haulage Bone Stock Division. Opening the night, the TQ Can-Am Midgets visited Sunset Speedway. The division had 2 heat races, a 4-lap dash for cash race, and a 25-lap feature race. In Heat 1, Daniel Hahn, number 42, came first, with Darren McLennan, number 78, coming first in Heat 2. The dash for cash race saw 4 races, race 4 laps for $200. Tyler Cullen, number 43, went home with the cash and the checkered flag. The 25-lap feature saw the 4-wide salute and was the only feature race without any cautions. In victory lane, racer Paul Jorgensen, number 68, was in third and Jeff Blackburn, number 7, in second, and going home with a first-place finish was James Stanley, number 57. I've given a few away here, so to finally get this first Sunset win is incredible. I had to be patient trying to get past Paul and not use my stuff up in doing so. Once I had my opportunity, I took it and didn't look back, a smiling Stanley said in Ideal Supply victory lane. Following the TQ Midgets was the Ontario Legend Car Series. Their night consisted of 4 heats and the second 25-lap feature of the night. Of the 4 heat races, Mitch Wright, number 21, Steve Garreau, number 8, Dawson Drimmy, number 66, and Adam Cuthbertson, number 79, all came first in their races. Wright not only came first in his heat, but he also came first in the 25-lap feature race. Following Wright came Parker Traves, number 08, in second, and Cuthbertson round out the podium in third place. This car was so good, we just hauled back 24 hours straight from Atlanta racing down there, so to be able to turn the car around and win here is such an accomplishment, an excited Wright said post-race. This series is so tough and Parker behind me is one of the best in Ontario, so this is a great feeling. Sunset's Junior Late Division had their usual 2 heat races, each with 10 laps, closing out with a 15-lap feature. Josh Davenport, number 30, and Keegan Mote, number 52, both came through as heat winners. During the feature, both Davenport and Mote started in first-place positions for the race, but during the first lap both cars got together with them coming to rest against the outside wall. Sunset track crew quickly checked on both racers who were unharmed and, with minimal damage to their cars, were able to continue. Due to causing a caution, both Mote and Davenport were put to the back of the pack upon restart, but within the first lap back, Davenport was able to regain 3 spots. By the third lap, Davenport was in second place and the next lap returned to first. For the rest of the race, Davenport kept his lead spot and went home with another victory lane win. Mote and Chase Stevenson, number 09, rounded out the podium. To be able to recover like we did is incredible. I wasn't sure we would be able to after the incident with Keegan, the soft-spoken Davenport said in Napa Auto Parts victory lane. This is a family effort all around and I can't thank them enough for all they do for me to come race. The Junior's Haulage Bone Stock Division had a rather large number of cars in attendance, with 18 cars racing the feature. In Heat 1, Calvin Reeser, number 49, came first and collected his first heat win of the 2024 season, and in Heat 2 Chris Allard, number 76, was first, adding yet another heat win under his belt. In the Excel Mobile Services Dash for Cash, the top 8 qualifiers from the heat races battled it out. Josh Berry, number 22, kept his lead position for the entire race, even after some contact made by Jack Bird, number 25, as the cars were going into turn 2. In the end, Barry finished first, collecting his first checkered flag of the 2024 season and the $50 that went along with it. During the feature race, Bird gained the first position quickly and held it for the majority in the race, but Allard closed in on Bird and took home the win for the second time this season, with Bird and Reeser second and third. This is why I do it. These kids right here, the fun we get to have down here seeing them excited in victory lane, Allard said in his post-race interview. We want a championship for our team this year, either me or Josh, so we come out swinging every week trying to try and get as many points as possible. Closing out the night was the Ontario Sportsman Series. In time trials, Kevin Trevelyan, number 19, came third, with Corey McAllister, number 71, in second and Brad Robinson, number 44, coming in first with a time of 15.613 seconds. McAllister jumped to the early lead but would have Robinson following in his tire tracks. As the race wore on, lapped traffic would come into play with Mark Patrick, number 12, forcing McAllister to the third lane of the racetrack, allowing Robinson to jump to the lead. McAllister eventually suffered a cut tire, causing a spin to draw the caution. After several late race restarts, McAllister worked his way back to second, hounding the rear bumper cover of Robinson as the laps wound down. The young Robinson held off the reigning series champion to score his first career OS win with Brendan Patrick, number 02, rounding out the top three. We finally did it. I thought being top qualifier was big, but to put the whole night together and get to victory lane is amazing, Robinson cheerfully said in Ideal Supply victory lane. My dad has been my biggest supporter, teaching me along the way to get here along with my crew. They've all made this happen. We are going to celebrate this one for a while. This Saturday, June 22nd, will be attempt 2 at the Fly-In Frank 49 Superstock Invitational, paying $4,900 to win, as well as twin 49 lap features for the GD Coates Used Car Superstore late models, Sunset Hot Rods, Struke Energy Mini Stocks, Junior's Haulage Bone Stocks, and at intermission is the inaugural running of the Power Wheels Drags. Grandstands open at 1:30 p.m. with racing getting underway at 3 p.m. sharp. All details can be found on the website or our Facebook and Twitter pages.